Yeah, obviously we got a really good room. We got four guys who have played a decent amount of football. I think I can be really effective in the run game and then play action world. Just stretching the edge, like being violent on the perimeter, and then when you get a chance, I know obviously you know Mark and Zay get most of the targets, so just like finding where I can fit in the play action world, boots, etc., and then slowly earning more snaps. But I believe in myself, and I know we have a great room, but I think I can continue to contribute, and I think I showed that at the end of last year, and then just keep growing on that. Is this working, or is this just like for show? It's not working at all, but okay. It is? Okay. I can start making up questions, too, if we...
Charlie, we heard, you know, the rookie fumble drill at the end. We heard you telling a lot of the rookies to go back. In your third year on a fairly young offense, do you feel yourself stepping into more of a leadership role? You know, third year, tight end, you know, one of the leaders on the offense, just in terms of being here for a couple years.
That's a great question, but I was just kind of being a jerk right there, so that wasn't necessarily a great leadership role. But, I mean, I certainly don't feel like I'm older, but then you see at what percentage of the team every year as a rookie, you realize how old you are in retrospect to the team, even just in the third year. So just like, obviously we have our leaders in the offense who are more vocal, like eight and stuff. And so just trying to give words of encouragement or like ways that I made mistakes in the past or did good things in the past, helped me play and just like giving them. And a lot of stuff is like, I think a lot of times that stuff is better one-on-one sometimes just because then they get a little bit overwhelmed with so much stuff, and then you don't want to feel like you're coming at them. So, yeah.
How much do you look at just continuing to improve your blocking as an entree into expanding your entire game?
Yeah, well, I didn't block anyone in college, so it's definitely learning in the first few years. I just think that I believe in myself in the passing world, and I still do. And so if I can just continue to add that run game and the blocking stuff, you know, I've put on good weight. I feel like I'm the healthiest I've ever been in the league. And so I think if I can just continue growing in that world, there's a lot of snaps available. So.
Are there any other linemen that you lean on or that give you advice as you add
into your repertoire? Mo was great my first 2 years. I really was close with Mo and Ronnie. Ronnie's still here. McCary's great. Man, I work with some, like, in the offseason, old tight end Logan Paulson. He's helped me out a lot. He's an old blocking tight end from the Commanders. He's been great with me. And then Nick Boyle and Pat. I mean, just in my room, too, like Pat's basically an O-lineman who can run. So, like, it's not an insult. Like, he's just that good. And so, like, there's so many good people to learn from. And so, yeah, I've been very blessed. Yeah. That's a good question. I definitely wasn't like, as in college, I was primarily a receiver, just like this is what I that was asked of me. And so even though like I was involved in the run game, I wasn't like a primary, you know, I was backside cut off, perimeter blocking. It's a lot different when you're like front side of gap scheme or outside zone. And so definitely like learning a lot more in the run game, just IDs, fronts, et cetera, talking with Linderbaum and all the other linemen about how they see it and how the tackles fit it helps me a lot. There's a lot more nuances in the run game that's like so it's so like fine detail with that, you know, on TV it's just a bunch of guys hitting each other, but there's so many details just like every single play about like, do you have a five, do you have a four, do you have a 4-eye, just going from there and learning from those guys who have played so much football. It's been really cool.
Charlie, you talked about being in the best shape of your life since you've been here.
Mm-hmm.
What has been your offseason routine, or what have you been doing differently to achieve that?
I switched from Bud Heavies to Bud Light. That helped a lot. I'm just kidding. No, I mean, I think that I'm a pro and I'm not in college anymore. And so, like, just the whole aspect of the game, you know, the lifting, the better nutrition, the taking care of your body, the recovery stuff, and also just healthy. You know, I had two core surgeries in 2 years at my rookie year, and so I was just so weak. I just didn't have, like, any of the strength or stability that I needed to be effective. And so just, like, last year, getting better, and this year is like a full healthy year. I feel good. So yeah, a lot of it is just kind of growing up, getting out of your college ways. But yeah.
Do you feel like you have an effect of learning a whole new position with just entirely different muscle memory than college position?
I kind of do. It's well, certainly I still do the pass game stuff. You know, it's very much switched. Where in college I was vast majority receiving, small majority blocking. Now it's the other way around, and. Yeah, I mean, it's just I'd say, like, not that I've That's a good way to put it. I haven't, like, changed the position, but I've learned another new position. I like that. Because I haven't forgotten the pass game stuff. I'm just not asked about it, asked to do it as much. But the run game stuff is, like you said, it's like a whole new position in a lot of ways. Especially there's a big difference between, you know, the perimeter blocking and, like, the front side gap scheme and that stuff. There's a lot more stuff with that. So.
With the new kickoff rule, I assume that's going to be substantial
coaching
responsibility. Yep. Tell us what's your process for trying to understand and get all the information? We just heard a presentation today, very detailed on that.
From who?
From Cleet Blakeney.
From who?
The referee.
No, I'm excited. I mean, I get to run less. That's a win. Also, it's like, I think there's going to be, in my opinion, you're going to have, like, if you watch the Hall of Fame game, we watched it on film, I think there's going to be a ton of returns that are, like, 20 to 30-yard line, and then occasional huge ones. Because the biggest difference is, like, if you think about the old kickoff, we went from the 35, everyone runs down, you get different speeds, different sizes, guys folding and falling out. What happens is the kickoff team is all on different levels. And so even if you break through the first level, there's still guys. When you put 10 guys across from each, or 9, on kickoff return and the 10 on kickoff, the thing is they're all at the same level when you get to, like, the 30. And so if you break through the initial punch, I think there's going to be some huge returns. Like, I had a buddy who played the XFL when they did it, and that's what you saw commonly is, like, 20-yard line, 25, 26, 30, and then, bam, you're gone. So I think it's going to be pretty interesting. And I was excited about it just because I think it'll give us more returns, which I think are fun. And also, like, everyone who's played football knows, like, when you just turn around and run backwards 20 yards and just someone just runs right into you and it's like, oh, that was fun. So this will be a little different, but I'm excited. I think it'll be great. And I get to play, and I get to, like, make more tackles and stuff and hit people, so it'll be fun.
Charlie, you talked about in college, you're more on the pass game. Now it's more blocking. Have you found ways to get as much excitement out of maybe finishing a block as it is completing a 15-yard catch?
Yeah, so even in college, I always thought that the most satisfying thing in offense is a good four-minute drill because they know you're running it. You know you're running it. Their mom knows they're running it. The stadium knows you're running it. Everyone knows you're running it, and you can still run it. And I think that, like, that's kind of the essence of the run game is, like, it's a lot more of just you know what I'm doing, I know what you're doing, and I'm still better at it than you. And so I think that – and that's why I think defense takes pride in stopping the run. You hear about, you know, Coach Weave and Coach Zio now used to always say that, still say it. But, I take a lot of pride, especially we get these backs. Like, last year we had Gus, Justice, JK, Key. This year we got – you know, JK and Derek and then and these other guys is, I think, like, that, I just take pride in my work. You know, my parents kind of taught me that a long time ago. Like, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. You got to take pride in what you do. Like, even if you're doing the dishes, like, which I got to work on. I got in trouble with Maddie about that the other day. But you got to take pride in what you do. And I think that if my job is to be the best blocker in the league, and then that's my job. And so I'm going to take pride in what I do and try to be the best at it. And I think it's kind of fun to hit people. I still think it's always fun to hit people. I'm just a lot like, a little bit stronger. So, thanks, guys.